Hello there, dear listeners. It's your beloved financial aficionado here, accompanied by our esteemed tech guru. How's the crypto sphere treating you?
The crypto world. Always a thrilling roller coaster, isn't it? One moment you're riding high, the next you're in a spot of bother. Not that I speak from personal experience, mind you, but you catch my drift, don't you?
Quite the intriguing situation, isn't it? The co-founder of Terra seems to be caught in a rather exhilarating legal tangle with the U.S. Department of Justice. It's like a gripping roller coaster ride, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, quite the exhilarating spectacle. Have you had the pleasure of witnessing the remarkable surge in Ether's performance? It has soared to a 27-month high, a truly remarkable feat.
That's spot on. It's akin to a splendid soiree amidst the broader market rally, with Ether playing the role of the life and soul. But before we delve into that, let's take a moment to inquire of our esteemed listeners. Have any of you reaped the rewards of this surge? We're most eager to hear your tales.
Quite right. And when it comes to gatherings, the Athens Stock Exchange seems to be hosting quite the intriguing affair with the Sui blockchain, wouldn't you say?
They sure are. Launching a fundraising tool on the Sui blockchain, it's akin to a sophisticated financial fete, with blockchain as the pièce de résistance. What are your thoughts on this intriguing fusion of finance and technology, chaps?
Ah, I must say I do prefer my brownies with a side of tech. Speaking of technology, have you heard the news about Nissan? They are set to unveil a new metaverse experience on Meta's Quest VR headsets. Imagine being able to take a test drive without the slightest worry of a scratch.
A virtual test drive, you say? Quite the exhilarating proposition. Tell me, dear listeners, would such an experience pique your interest?
Absolutely. Dear listeners, brace yourselves for a delightful exploration of these captivating tales. Keep your wits about you and stay tuned for more.
Absolutely spot on. There's a plethora of scintillating topics awaiting our discussion, and I dare say you wouldn't want to miss out. Let's embark on this delightful journey, shall we? Achar. Pray, have you caught wind of the recent developments in the case of Do Kwon, the co-founder of the now-collapsed Terra ecosystem? Your knack for staying abreast of the latest crypto news is truly commendable.
Ah, the extradition saga, quite the real-life thriller, isn't it? The U.S. Department of Justice is still pressing for his extradition, despite the Montenegrin High Court's decision to send him to South Korea. It's akin to observing a high-stakes poker game unfold before our very eyes.
Indeed, the Department of Justice is quite insistent on the extradition, citing international and bilateral agreements, as well as Montenegrin law. It's as if they're asserting their claim with a resounding, "We called it first."
Ah, it's not just the U.S. that's on his tail, you know. South Korea is also keen on having a go at him for a whole array of charges, from fraud and securities law violations to allegations of running a Ponzi scheme. It's like a global game of tug-of-war over Kwon. Quite the perilous predicament for a crypto tycoon, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the intriguing conundrum, isn't it? Neither the US nor South Korea has a direct extradition treaty with Montenegro, yet the Montenegrin courts have issued multiple orders for Kwon's extradition to the US, only to have them overturned by the appellate court. It's like a legal roller coaster, I must say.
Absolutely spot on. The most recent development is that a Montenegrin court has indeed ruled in favor of Kwon's extradition to South Korea. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say? It seems to be a triumph for Kwon, as his legal team had expressed a strong preference for his homeland. It's as if he's finally found a safe haven in this intricate game of legal maneuvering, akin to a well-played move on the chessboard of justice.
And just prior to this ruling, the National Police Agency and Ministry of Justice in South Korea sought Interpol's assistance in the extradition of Kwon to South Korea. They asserted that their extradition request was made prior to that of the U.S. officials. It's almost as if they're declaring, "No, we've called dibs."
Quite the strategic maneuver, isn't it? Kwon's legal team anticipates his extradition to South Korea once he completes his 4-month prison term for document forgery in Montenegro on March 23rd. Quite the unexpected birthday surprise, wouldn't you say?
And let's not overlook the context here. The Terra ecosystem, once valued in the billions, crumbled in 2022 as the prices of its native tokens, Luna and Terra USD, nosedived almost to insignificance. This resulted in over $60 billion being erased from the crypto market, sparking an extended crypto winter. It's akin to witnessing a financial rendition of Game of Thrones.
Indeed, quite the spectacle. Terraform Labs, the mastermind behind the ecosystem, made the bold move of filing for bankruptcy in January this year, disclosing assets and liabilities in the range of $100 million to $500 million. It serves as a stark reminder of the inherent volatility and risks in the crypto world. One could say it's akin to playing with fire, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the eloquent summary. And that concludes the latest on the Do Kwon extradition saga. We shall certainly keep you abreast of any further developments as this gripping tale continues to unfold. Now let's gracefully transition to our next captivating topic. Ay crikey. You know, we do have a penchant for the exhilarating roller coaster rides of the crypto world, don't we? And Ether has certainly been providing us with quite the thrill of late.
Absolutely splendid analogy. It's akin to embarking on the world's most capricious roller coaster, except instead of a theme park, it's the tumultuous global financial market. Now do enlighten us on the latest developments regarding Ether, won't you?
Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap, soared to a 27-month high on Friday, briefly breaching the $4,000 mark. The last time it achieved such heights was back in December 2021.
Remarkable leap indeed. It's akin to witnessing a high jumper elegantly soaring over the bar at the Olympics.
Absolutely. This surge is indeed a promising indication that Ether's value is edging closer to a new all-time high. Nevertheless, it still lags behind by nearly 20% compared to its peak price of $4,191 in November 2021.
So, it's rather like the high jumper is still a tad shy of their personal best. But what might be the catalyst behind this remarkable surge?
It's a delightful medley of influences, I must say. Firstly, we have the broader market surge ignited by a fresh pinnacle in Bitcoin's value. And then, there's the eagerly anticipated Denken upgrade, set for March 13th, poised to enhance the efficiency, velocity, and scalability of ETH transactions.
So it's akin to a software update for your smartphone, but tailored for a cryptocurrency. Quite fascinating, wouldn't you agree?
Quite fascinating, isn't it? Ether has truly been putting on quite the show. Over the past 30 days, it has outshone Bitcoin, boasting a remarkable climb of over 63% compared to Bitcoin's 52% monthly value gain. Quite the impressive feat, I must say.
Indeed, Ether seems to be giving Bitcoin quite the run for its money, wouldn't you say? And I say there's a bit of a buzz surrounding Ether Exchange Traded Fund, ETF applications in the US, isn't there?
Absolutely spot on. The surge in Ether's value can indeed be attributed to the optimistic outlook regarding the potential approval of spot Ether ETF applications in the United States. Notable figures such as American investor Cathie Wood and wealth management firm Bernstein have voiced their estimations that Ether is poised to secure a coveted position in the global ETF market alongside Bitcoin. Quite the intriguing development, wouldn't you agree?
It's as if Ether is the fresh-faced contender, poised to make its mark among the elite. Quite exhilarating, wouldn't you say?
And the financial institutions eagerly awaiting U.S. regulators to give the nod for their spot Ether ETF applications include some heavyweights such as BlackRock, Fidelity Investments, Grayscale Investments, VanEck, ARK Invest, and 21Shares. Quite the illustrious lineup, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid lineup. It's akin to assembling the Avengers of the financial world. I'm quite eager to witness the unfolding of this intriguing saga.
Neither can I. As always, in the realm of crypto, it's a matter of stay tuned. Always abreast of the latest in tech, aren't you? Heard about the Athens Stock Exchange's latest endeavor? Or were you too engrossed in your drone photography pastime?
You know me too well. Indeed, I've been keeping a keen eye on the electronic book building on the Sui blockchain network. It's akin to a sophisticated digital marketplace where companies can elegantly showcase their offerings to potential investors.
Quite the impressive display, wouldn't you say? It's a testament to the ingenuity of Mysten Labs, the masterminds behind the Sui ecosystem.
Quite right, and here's the delightful twist. These securities will be tokenized as digital certificates and hosted on Sui. It's akin to a virtual marketplace where businesses can elegantly showcase their offerings to potential investors, rather like a sophisticated digital bazaar for funding-seeking enterprises.
A virtual marketplace, quite an intriguing concept. And let's not overlook the investors who can promptly and effortlessly verify their ownership. It's akin to receiving a sophisticated digital receipt for your virtual marketplace purchase, but with an added touch of sophistication.
Quite right. However, let's not get ahead of ourselves. The project is still in the evaluation phase, and its launch will hinge on its performance. It's akin to eagerly awaiting the climactic final episode of a captivating TV series.
Indeed, quite a significant stride, wouldn't you agree? It's rather groundbreaking, being the inaugural instance of a stock exchange crafting such a solution on a public blockchain. It's akin to witnessing the annals of history unfold before our very eyes, isn't it?
Indeed, it's a real game changer. And did you hear about Mistin Labs? Apparently, its founders include former executives of Meta's now-abandoned blockchain project, Diem. Quite the tech soap opera, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed? How intriguing. It appears they've leveraged their expertise to embark on a new and promising venture. It's akin to witnessing a phoenix gracefully emerging from the ashes, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. It's rather reminiscent of a high school reunion, albeit for the brilliant minds of the blockchain world. Quite the gathering of tech savants, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely splendid. It's a true testament to the potential of blockchain. I'm simply itching to witness the unfolding of this project. And to all our esteemed listeners, do stay tuned for more riveting tech news.
Indeed, my dear audience. Keep your gaze fixed upon the celestial bodies and your auditory senses attuned to our delightful program. Until we meet again.
Have you heard about the new blockchain startup accelerator launched by MIT and Harvard alumni? You're always so well-informed about the latest in tech news.
Oh, you're referring to the MIT x Harvard Blockchain Accelerator? Indeed, I'm familiar with it. It's quite a novel concept, isn't it? They've taken a rather unique approach by focusing solely on mentorship rather than investing in or taking equity from the startups. It's akin to a refined academy for blockchain startups, but without the burden of tedious homework.
Absolutely spot on. It's quite a breath of fresh air, wouldn't you agree? The leadership team comprises of Sam Lehman, Luke Tse, Hannah Shen, and Liang Wu. And the mentors hail from the esteemed institutions of MIT and Harvard, as well as various crypto firms. It's akin to assembling a dream team of mentors, wouldn't you say?
Ah, what a splendid opportunity for startups with ties to either MIT or Harvard. Whether you're a student, an alumnus, a faculty member, a researcher, or a staff member, this is your chance to shine. Applications for the first cohort are now open, so if you're part of the esteemed MIT or Harvard family and have a blockchain startup, seize this golden opportunity.
And it's not just MIT and Harvard leading the charge. Stanford University boasts a similarly impressive blockchain accelerator program. It has served as the launching pad for renowned crypto firms such as Modulus Labs, Nocturne, Zero Gravity, and Caldera. Quite the superhero origin story for blockchain startups, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely splendid. It's a thrilling era for the blockchain industry. I'm positively eager to witness the ingenious concepts that will emerge from these accelerators. And for our esteemed listeners who may be curious, a blockchain accelerator is a program designed to nurture fledgling blockchain startups by furnishing them with resources, guidance, and on occasion, financial backing.
Indeed, quite an astute observation. And why, you might inquire, are these programs of such significance? Well, they play a pivotal role in shaping the future of the blockchain industry by nurturing the next generation of blockchain startups. So do stay tuned to witness the unfolding of what lies ahead. Archer Seo. Quite on the mark, I must say. These blockchain accelerators are indeed the tech world's secret ingredient. But let's pivot from the future to the present. Have you caught wind of Travala.com's latest maneuver?
Ah, the travel agency with a penchant for all things crypto. I've had my eye on them. What's the latest, my dear?
Ah, have you heard? Travala.com has just unveiled a rather intriguing Bitcoin cashback initiative. It's quite the treat for their esteemed high-tier users, who can now enjoy a generous 10% return in Bitcoin on their travel bookings. It's akin to a sophisticated loyalty program, but instead of earning air miles, you're rewarded with Bitcoin. Quite the modern twist, wouldn't you say?
That's an absolute game changer. But pray tell, how does one ascend to the esteemed ranks of a high-tier user?
An excellent query. To attain the esteemed status of a high-tier user, one must possess a Travel Tiger NFT, currently valued at approximately $9,800, and stake 2,500 AVA tokens to activate the Smart Diamond membership. However, here's the delightful twist. Only 1,000 Travel Tiger NFTs are available.
Quite the exclusive offering. And what's the post-travel scenario?
The Bitcoin cashback is promptly credited to members' accounts within 24 hours of completing a trip. These rewards can be utilized to settle future travel bookings or transferred to an external wallet, exchange, or platform at one's discretion.
Quite a clever strategy to encourage the adoption of cryptocurrency, wouldn't you agree? It's a mutually beneficial arrangement for all parties involved. The company effectively trims expenses by sidestepping the fees associated with traditional payment systems and mitigates the risks of fraud. Furthermore, it's worth noting that Bitcoin ranks among the top three preferred payment methods on Travala.com, constituting a noteworthy 9% of travel bookings.
Quite right, old chap, and let's not overlook the AVA Foundation's rewards platform. It employs its native AVA token to dispense cashback, loyalty rewards, payment discounts, and exclusive access privileges.
Ah, it's not just a matter of Bitcoin, but rather a shrewd promotion of their own token, isn't it? Quite the strategic move, Travala.com. I might just consider them for my next travel escapade.
Have you heard about Nissan's foray into the metaverse? It's a virtual reality realm where individuals can engage in a simulated environment. Quite the cutting-edge venture, wouldn't you say?
Ah, you're referring to the Heritage Cars and Safe Drive studio they've unveiled on Meta's Quest VR headsets. Indeed, I'm familiar with it. Rather fascinating, isn't it? It's akin to a delightful journey through time, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. They've curated three virtual exhibits, each showcasing one of Nissan's most iconic cars. And it's not merely for display. They've incorporated interactive educational content about road safety. Quite the innovative blend of history and practical knowledge, wouldn't you say?
Ah, quite right. I've been acquainted with the first exhibit. It centers around the Silvia Q's S13, a renowned Nissan vehicle celebrated for its remarkable drifting prowess back in the 1980s. They've even delved into the intriguing correlation between the colors of pedestrians' attire and their impact on drivers. Rather detailed, wouldn't you say? Who would have surmised that one's fashion choices could indeed influence road safety? Quite the unexpected revelation, I must say.
Absolutely. The second exhibit showcases the Skyline 2000 GTXE, a beloved tuner vehicle from the 1970s. Patrons have the opportunity to engage in a mini-game that imparts wisdom on a driver's field of vision and the repercussions of multitasking on road safety. Can you fathom the notion of attempting to multitask while behind the wheel? Quite the precarious endeavor, I must say.
I'd rather abstain from such an endeavor. And let's not overlook the final exhibit, transporting us back to the US of the 1950s and 1960s with the Datsun Fairlady SPL213. The ambiance is redolent of a classic American diner and drive-in theater. Patrons can even engage in a hands-on steering wheel exercise. It's akin to a nostalgic journey, wouldn't you say?
It's rather impressive how they've collaborated with researchers at Japanese universities to craft these experiences. A splendid fusion of education and entertainment, wouldn't you agree? Quite the astute maneuver, I must say.
Indeed, Nissan has been quite the trailblazer in the metaverse. Their inaugural virtual test drive on the MetaQuest in 2022 was a resounding success. And let's not forget their astute move of updating their four existing metaverse experiences last December as part of their 90th anniversary celebration. They are undeniably at the forefront of this burgeoning metaverse trend, wouldn't you say?
It's quite intriguing to witness how companies like Nissan are harnessing the metaverse to craft truly distinctive experiences. I'm positively eager to witness their forthcoming innovations. And what about you, dear listeners? Are you eagerly anticipating the next wave of metaverse marvels?